Part 1. Sister. Gorgoneon. I see you. I see all those whom men call monsters. And I see the men who call them that. Call themselves heroes, of course. I only see them for an instant. Then they're gone. But it's enough. Enough to know that the hero isn't the one who's kind or brave or loyal. Sometimes, not always, but sometimes, he is monstrous. And the monster? Who is she? She is what happens when someone cannot be saved. This particular monster is assaulted, abused, and vilified. And yet, as the story is always told, she is the one you should fear. She is the monster. We'll see about that. Panopea. As far towards the evening sun as it is possible to travel, there is a place where the sea winds inland in a narrow twist. You are where Ethiopia meets Oceanus, the furthest land and the furthest sea. If you could fly above it, see it as the birds see it, this channel, which is not a river because it flows the wrong way, but you may see this as part of its magic, coils like a viper. You have flown past the Graiai, although you may not have noticed, as they keep to their cave to avoid stumbling on their rocky cliffs and falling into the wild sea. Would they survive such a fall? Of course. They're immortal. But even a god doesn't want to be battered between the waves and the rocks for all eternity. You have also sped past the home of the Gorgons, who live not so very far from the Graiai, their sisters.